Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so this Florida man stole a watch while he was sipping on Smirnoff Ice. He danced out of the store and then continued the crime spree at Walmart. Port St. Lucie, CBS 12. A man's behind bars. He stole a watch from a jewelry store. He was drinking Smirnoff Ice Pink Lemonade, and then he was dancing out the store. The suspect, Micah Rice, then went to Walmart where he stole a 12-pack of Mic Ultra and then Armor All and Sharpies. According to Port St. Lucie, the police say that after he stole the watch, he chugged the Smirnoff, fled in his vehicle. They identified the vehicle. They found him in the parking lot, stolen watch on his wrist. He was taken to St. Lucie County Jail. He's being charged with grand theft. What in the world? Also, like, worst taste ever. Like, the Smirnoff, what? Come on. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know some of these people. So this, let's do this one. I'm going to do the Tampa Free Press one. So this is a Florida man who cut off his ankle monitor and jumped out of his apartment window during SWAT negotiations. Corey Michael Payton has a criminal history, 139 priors.
What?
Felonies.
Why is he out?
Total of 30 felony convictions. He was arrested Sunday after he cut off his ankle monitor, barricaded himself in an apartment, and then jumped out of a window. Sumter County Sheriff's Office responded. It was like 3 in the morning. And it was a driver who broke into the apartments after crashing a car in one of the buildings. 44-year-old Corey Michael Payton, they found him there. He was he barricaded himself inside of the apartment that he was burglarizing. They had been negotiating with him for several hours to surrender peacefully before he dove out of the second story apartment and landed on the ground. They attempted life saving measures before they flew him to the trauma center by helicopter because he'd about damn near killed himself. So they found his ankle monitor. He was on parole for burglary and on supervised release. I guess he wasn't that supervised. So after he's released from the hospital, he's going to jail. Man, to jump out of a second. Just take the hit at that point, dude. And last but not least, a Florida man came home from a 7-month trip to find a squatter in his home. This was in Marion County Sheriff's. The Marion County Sheriff's Office has this story coming out of Florida. They said that the homeowner went to New Zealand for 7 months. When he came back, there was a squatter in his house. The two got into a verbal argument. The homeowner fired a shot, asking the trespasser to leave. Zamoye Brown was arrested on several charges: misdemeanor trespassing, possession of marijuana, felony possession of controlled substance. And the homeowner said that he was there for 7 months in New Zealand, came back, his house was trashed, burglarized, and he was trying to catch the squatter. The homeowner said he slept in a closet. And when he went to sleep, he said that his alarm went off at 8 p.m. and he found the squatter peeking into the room where he was lying down. And they began to argue about who owns the house. Dude, I'm going to beat you to death. I'm going to shoot you or beat you to death. One of the two is going to happen. There's not going to be an argument about this. There's going to be two hits. You getting hit and then you hitting the floor. That's it. So they did get Brown lied and was saying that he bought the house and then he lived there for a few months. But no, he was taken to jail. There you go. Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899.
I,
because periods make human life possible.
Yes.
It's potentially one of the most natural biological processes of life, and yet history and society has built up this stigma that makes menstruators feel so ashamed.
Yes.
It makes us feel like there's something wrong with our bodies. We're taught that period blood is this contaminable, like, disgusting
dirty,
thing.
Nasty.
Dirty,
nasty, yes.
And I think that it always breaks my heart to hear so many stories every day of young menstruators who get their period and have never heard about it.
Yeah,
right?
The irony of sitting here talking about, oh, we don't want to shame women for having their periods, and then also shaming them by calling them menstruators. This chick is so unaware. It's a year of, like, realizing stuff. Me and my friends are just, like, realizing things. Kane's got to go die for it. In the meantime, welcome to the show. Dana Lash here with you. Your lovable curmudgeon. Pretty rowdy today. No, I got these vibes. Do you got it? I have those vibes. This vibe right here.
And I feel like this year is really about, like, the year of just realizing stuff, and everyone around me, we're all just, like, realizing things.
Like, whoa. I got the same vibe from that. So if you're listening to the radio program, which you can listen coast to coast, you can stream it, or you can watch the simulcast on YouTube, always discussion there, Facebook, Channel 347, DirecTV. This is a women's health CEO, and her company has their own pads for periods. Sorry, guys. I have to live through this, so you got to go with it with me. And they wanted a period-positive, gender-inclusive brand. I'm going to say this one more time. Y'all dudes, if you are bleeding down there, please see a doctor. Don't buy a pad, okay? It doesn't mean you suddenly have, you know, da-da-da-da, vagina. That's not what's going down, okay? That means you are injured, my friend. You are injured. So she keeps calling them menstruators. While she's simultaneously saying that we shouldn't look at it as, like, a bad thing. You know what? Just because there's the thing about having dignity, right? Can we stop pretending that having dignity is a negative? There are a lot of things that are completely biological, natural acts, but that doesn't mean you do it all out at the dinner table. You know what I'm saying? Like, what in the world? We have too much damn free time for people to be so obsessed. Let me find my next cause, my next pet cause. Good heavens. Stop it. So we played audio soundbite 11. What is this? 10? So this is her company. And she keeps, oh my gosh. So this is an actual thing. Yeah, she continues.
August, to me, is the result of spending years in the space identifying pain points, whether they be around sustainability, like, mm-hmm. I grew up hating pads. Most pads have enough plastic for, like, 3 to 5 plastic bags, right?
Yeah.
So very scratchy, very uncomfortable, but also
who
wanting a period-positive, gender-inclusive brand. So
okay,
we are August, wanting a gender-inclusive name. On the back, it says we're here for everyone who menstruates. Uh-huh. And I think especially in this age of transphobia, it really means a lot to us to be proudly a gender-inclusive brand. But everything
we
about the
like
product we try to be super thoughtful about, from how we design it to be as comfortable, as absorbent as possible, but also as sustainable as possible. So yeah,
so with the water, I'm not sure what's happening here.
I get to do a fun little...
Somebody actually had this idea. What makes your pad brand different? That's her only thing. We're for everybody. Well, couldn't anybody use pads and make them for everybody if you wanted to play pretend? Here, just roll with me for a second. Yeah, but we put it on the box. That's your big thing? Uh-huh. So you're not, like, any different. You're not any better. You're just pretending that you are. Like, you're pretending that your product can actually be used by men and women. Because, again, dudes, if you're bleeding there, seek help. See a doctor. Stop it. Oh, man. Chicks like this don't help. You know what I mean? They don't help. Like, as women, we are fighting this battle against being erased by progressives who want to patriarchally, which I'm making up, they want to, in a patriarchal manner, appropriate the female sex, and all these third waivers like this broad are helping them. It's a pad. It's for everybody. I mean, this is just, can you imagine being on Shark Tank? So here's what makes our product different. So wait, you're a pad. Uh-huh. So you're like the Always or the Tampax pads or the Always pad. You're like those, like the things with the wings and the stickies and all that. You're like that. Yeah, but we're different. How are you different? Are you made the same way? Uh-huh. But how are you different? We're for everybody. What do you mean everybody? We're inclusive. Well, couldn't everybody use the product that the products that exist already? Yeah, but we put it on the box. Because you think people are so damn stupid that you're going to have a man pretending that he's bleeding from his nether regions in the aisle at the supermarket looking at all the products going, well, this one says it's for all. Maybe it's penis shaped. I don't know. You know why the aliens haven't revealed themselves to us? Because this stuff, would you? Imagine you were an alien on a planet and they all go bananas. Okay? And you got the lady aliens that are pretending they are the dude aliens, and the dude aliens pretending that they are the lady aliens, and the dude aliens that want to alien feed the baby. I mean, oh my gosh. Would you really, at that moment, go, this seems like the best, they seem stable. This is the time I'm going to reveal my existence. Would you choose that point in time? I wouldn't. You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time, and the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one, at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations, and this 12 gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12 gauge pump action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells, and with dual tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12+1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltecWeapons.com and follow Kel-Tec on social media. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So there's a fight now in Texas over a plan to charge electric car owners a new registration fee, 8 times higher than what gas car drivers pay. Interesting. It's the measure is expected to bring in $38 million in revenue for the state. Now, previously, Texas offered a tax credit of up to $2,500 for electric vehicle purchases. But now this measure that is being pushed through, they're saying that EV owners can only benefit from federal incentives, $7,500 in credits. They said that this new incentive, that it's... Well, people say it's going to discourage people from buying electric vehicles, and it asks whether Texans pay more. I mean, because you have to think of that. If the state is going to have to spend money to put in the infrastructure for charging and all of that, then why the hell should I pay it as a gas guzzler? I love guzzling gas, right? I'm just saying, like, why should I pay, right, Kane? Right? It's like, you know, it's the toll. You got to pay the troll toll if you want. Yeah, I can't say the rest of that song. But you know what I mean. All right, moving on. After more than 100 years, gray wolves appear in Giant Sequoia National Park. So, yay, gray wolves are back. That's great. I like them. They're just giant, wild kind of dogs. Don't go pet it. It's not a puppy, not a coyote. So they said they're cautiously optimistic that they're going to have more packs. So, yay, nature's coming back. So a guy was arrested for a COVID joke. That actually happened. I didn't think that this was, like, in the United States, but it was. It was Waylon Bailey. What a name, by the way. I don't know why. He's got a lot of Y's in his name. But he was arrested for a coronavirus joke that he posted on Facebook. It was in 2020. And they said that his post caused the staying fair. I think that's so dumb that someone, that is the dumbest thing ever. That's how dumb everything was back then. He posted it in 2020 and they went after him with like a terrorism charge and all kinds of stuff. It was a joke that he posted. And then he said that the ruling, because he was finally cleared, but the fact that he had to go through all of this for that long, he had said, share. He says, the joke was Parish Sheriff's Office have issued an order of deputies come into contact with the infected, shoot on site. And he literally, and he hashtagged it, we need you, Brad Pitt. I mean, it was a joke. And they literally went at him for that. I think all the people who went at him for that should be fired. And then they should be, you know, publicly ridiculed to the point where they break down and cry. Also, let's see. This An airline launches an only adult section for international flights. That's kind of interesting. I don't know. I mean, does it matter? I mean, you're in a giant metal tube. It's a Turkish-Dutch airline. They want to remove the disruption of children's noises. What about the disruption of adults? Because I find adults to be more annoying because they know that they can be annoying. Children don't necessarily know, but adults do. And then they continue being annoying, even though that they can be annoying. Sounds lame. I don't know. We got Riley Gaines coming up next. Stick with us. I was watching this. I was telling Kane about this. To the top story of Daily Mail. I have a love-hate relationship with that horrible fecal storm of a entity. It's like one of the biggest papers in the world, and it's the only publication where you can look like you're reading about current events, and then they have all the garbage on the side, you know, all the celebrity gossip on the side. So you get to look like you're really, look, I know I'm reading this thing about what's happening here with trade in South Pacific. Oh, it's crazy. And really, we're looking at the garbage. Like, who slapped Britney? But the top story on Daily Mail. I woke up, looked at the top story on Daily Mail, and it has to do with some lady at a very expensive condominium thing. I'm going to make some people mad. I can't trust you if you pay $1 million for a condo. I can't. I'm sorry. If you don't need to live in Manhattan and work in Manhattan and you're paying $1 million, I just can't. I don't get it. Like, why? Don't have your house be touching other people for $1 million. Anyway, so these like really bougie condos, right? And it's this, you know, complex and it has its own pool. So this lady was there. I didn't even want to play the, because it's so, but it's just to further my example of how people are obsessed with this stuff. Top story, Daily Mail. And this video of this woman losing her mind because a family was having a birthday party at the pool has gone viral. But was that all it was, Dana? Well, I mean, in a normal person's world, it would be. But because we have to share this planet with progressives, all of this other stuff has to get thrown in. Well, she's white and the family that she's mad at is Hispanic. So apparently it's all racist. Well, she said Mexican party at one point. Well, I mean, I've got a lot of Hispanic friends and I have Italian friends and I've got Irish friends and I am part Irish. I got a lot of different I'm sorry. Some people have better parties than others. Sorry. Can I just say it? It's true. It's completely true. Some of y'all have boring parties and some people's cultures just, you have better parties. Sorry, you just do. So, but the progressives are like, oh, there's got to be an element of that in there. Now I watched the video because I hate myself. So I watched the video I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't, you know, is it going to come up and be a story? All she said was they were having like a Mexican party or something like that. And then she was fighting with the family. The family was fighting with her. I suspect everyone except the kids involved were drunk. And it's like a viral video and now everybody's talking about it. And then it prompted her. They found out that she's, I don't actually know what her job is. It sounds something bougie and dumb, if I'm being honest. It's she was an art consultant. Oh, a spatial something and feng shui expert. I don't know. Apparently, it's all about like if you, however you have your furniture in your house makes you happy. I don't know. Anyway, so then this is why I think they were all drunk. The family and her started arguing over Hermes, like the fashion label. I don't even know how that's like part of the video. And we can't even play it because there's an F-bomb literally every other millisecond. And they were arguing over, you don't even know what brand of sandals these were. So that's why I don't think the family is entirely innocent either, because they were helping to drive it. But because we live in a garbage society, well, immediately she's a white Karen. So she's immediately, there you go, convicted and penalized. The family was arguing with it. It sounds like everybody was just, they were a bunch of drunk blockheads. That's what it sounds like. And everybody's been sharing this and they're all, oh, you got to give your hot take because are you really participating in the conversation if you are not giving a hot take? Do you exist if you don't have a hot take to offer? It's the question of the times, is it not? This is the top story. There's cocaine in the White House, but that's the top story.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.